Sean, good afternoon.
Thanks, mate. How's things?
Well, I think I'm feeling a bit better maybe than you are at this point in time, but I'm sure you're a happy man having won the race this year and finishing second last year. So what did you do differently this year that won the title for you?
Well, I suppose I've done a lot of more training this year. You know, I've done a lot of more running in early mornings and running in the evening. But it was a different day, and the wind was out there in the rain, and it was just completely day. Like, they were throwing everything at us yesterday, and I suppose it was just last man standing, you know, and it was just about blocking out the mental part of it and battling through it.
And was it that difficult? Now, I was out myself yesterday, and sure, anybody that was out and about would realise how strong that wind was, but was it very, very difficult to complete the course?
It was very difficult. Like, even on the bike, like, you know, I mean, we could hardly pedal the bike. The bike was going side to side, you know, I mean, I think it was up to 10, you know, one category, like, and that's why they cancelled the kayak, because anything over 10, like, they couldn't do the kayak, so they had to cancel the kayak and add on an extra run. So it was just a battle, like, as my wife Irene said, you know, did you ever watch The Hunger Games? Like, you know, I mean, and it's this program, they just keep playing things at you. Yesterday, they just kept, the one just never stopped the whole day, you know, it was so tough, you know, and I came and took the lead earlier on, and a friend of mine, Sean McLaughlin from Westport, was putting the pressure on me, and I knew the kind of calibre Sean was, and I thought, right, if I don't get the front here now, you know, and get into transition and get away again, if he comes with me on the bike, because I knew he was a strong biker, so if he comes with me, it's possible that he could beat me in the run, but I got into transition first and away, so it was a tough day.
Around about 5 minutes, you had an advantage over him at that stage, with Eddie Brennan actually in second spot with, well, the same time, really.
Yeah, same time. The two boys ran together. I kind of ran off the front of them. I was kind of running every 5K in around just under 22 minutes. And coming into Rathmullen, I thought, you know, I mean, have I gone too hard? You know, the legs started to tire, the quads started to seize up at that stage. And I thought, right, just get the transition out of your way and get out on the bike and see how you get on. But around Fannad and around down into Fannad Bridge, like, you know, I mean, you're downhill into the Fannad Bridge. I was pedalling as hard as I could into the Fannad Bridge and probably only doing 10 miles an hour. You know, and then once I hit the bridge, it was like from 20 kilometres an hour to 2 kilometres an hour. And that's the way the whole day went. It was just, you were just battling the whole day into the wind. Mm-hmm.
And whenever you got over as far as Muckish, how was the run up Muckish and back down again?
It was tough. It was blustery over there. Now, when I was going up Muckish, I could see this kind of stuff going up into the air. You know, I thought, Jesus, somebody's lit a fire up here, because I thought maybe they lit a fire for the people on Muckish to gate you up, you know. But it was actually the wind was blowing the water off Muckish and was blowing it up onto the air, like, you know. And it was like somebody, on the way down again, it was like somebody throwing stones into your face. I had to cover my two hands and my face. It was just horrendous. I don't know, you know, it was amazing. If you were, you know, people were standing Muckish, even all my family and all were standing there, and everything was getting blue everywhere. The stand was getting blue, the cars, you could just, everything was moving. It was just, you couldn't have picked the worst day. And then you look out today, see the sun shining, and you think, did the day even happen? Yesterday even happen? Like, you know what I mean?
So back then to a marathon, back into Gartan, how did that go for you?
It went well, as I say. I suppose coming into the marathon, do you, 12 minutes from Sean, and I thought if I could make this transition as quick as I could and get out of the transition and out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, even on the bike, I thought I wasn't going to be able to run the marathon at all because my legs were that sore, and I started to run out of Duhurry and kept going, you know, and I walked for about maybe 100 yards, and a friend of mine, Kieran O'Donnell, came up beside me, and he gave me a few home truths, you know, and he said, you know, there's no boy from Mayo going to come up here and take your glory and all that kind of stuff, you know, and it sunk in the back of my mind, and I started running again, and geez, once I started to run, I got going again, you know, and I just plodded along and hit the bridle path. I think at 20 minutes, so I'm going into the bridle path, and I thought, right, even I have to walk a bit here now, you know, I mean, 20 minutes is a long way. I said, I'll be at the castle before he's even starting the bridle path, you know, so I thought, you know, this is looking good, and once I come out of the bridle path and hit the deer heads, I knew the road very well then, because I do a lot of running down around Garton and stuff like that, and I knew the road very well, and I thought, right, This is mine for the one if I just keep plodding along, you know. So it was a tough marathon, like, you know, into that wind, and after doing like 200 kilometres starting the marathon, and the legs are sore, but we got through it, you know, and it was a tough day, but it's a great event, you know, for the county, and like so many local people had done it, and the support out there, like even back to the first bike coming over Loch Salt, I was actually crying, you know, physically crying on the bike. I thought, I can't do this. But the crowd that was out there and the support, I said, Sean, you have to do this. Like, you know, the whole county's out supporting you, and you have to finish this, you know. So, but, you know, I mean, hats off to the organisers and the Donegal men that has done it, you know, and it's there for everybody to do, and it's a great event. But I honestly think I'll have it back next year. Two's enough for me. Second and first, I'll take that, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll tick some other box maybe and think of some other crazy thing to do.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll think on something. Well, congratulations, Sean. Well done. And, well, we'll leave the mantle to somebody else to pick up next year.
For sure, mate. Thank you very much.